Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters 10 Secrets, Every Father Should Know, is a parenting and family relationship book by pediatrician Meg Meeker. Drawing on more than 3 decades of experience working with adolescents, Meeker argues that a father has an unusually powerful influence on a daughter's confidence, boundaries, moral formation, and later relationships. The book is not a general parenting manual. It is a focused guide for fathers who want to understand how their presence, discipline, protection, and emotional consistency shape a girl's development. Its purpose is practical, rather than theoretical. It offers clear principles for becoming a stronger father in daily life, especially during the years when daughters are forming ideas about love, identity, femininity, and trust. The book also reflects a faith-informed perspective, linking fatherhood with moral leadership and spiritual example. For readers looking for a direct, values-based framework for father-daughter relationships, this book provides a structured and recognizable approach. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why a father is presented as the central male influence in a daughter's formation. A core claim of the book is that a father is the most important man in a daughter's life, not in a sentimental sense, but in terms of measurable developmental influence. Meeker treats fatherhood as a shaping force for how a daughter interprets love, security, and her own worth. The logic is that children do not separate words from behavior. They absorb a father's attention, reliability, and tone as signals about what treatment they should expect from others. That is why the book insists fathers cannot be passive observers. A father who is physically present but emotionally detached still sends a message, while an engaged father communicates value, stability, and protection. This emphasis differentiates the book from generic parenting advice because it assigns fathers a distinct role, not merely one equal influence among many. In Meeker's framework, a daughter's future choices are influenced by the standard of masculinity her father establishes early, including how she later evaluates men, authority, and self-respect. Secondly, love is both affection and firmness in everyday fathering. The book repeatedly argues that good fathering requires more than warmth. Meeker presents love as a combination of affection, attention, and firmness, because daughters need to feel both cherished and guided. This is a major point of distinction in the book. A father does not build strength by trying to avoid conflict or by making every interaction pleasant. Instead, he earns trust by being dependable enough to enforce standards when necessary. That includes saying no, correcting behavior, and setting expectations around conduct, especially in areas such as sex, alcohol, and peer pressure. The reasoning is that boundaries are not a rejection of the daughter. They are a form of protection that helps her understand consequences and self-control. The book treats this balance as especially important because many fathers worry that discipline will damage closeness. Meeker's answer is that poorly defined limits create more distance than respectful authority does. A daughter learns that a father's approval has value precisely because it is not unconditional permission. Thirdly, teaching humility, resilience, and problem-solving instead of rescue. Another major theme is that fathers should help daughters become capable, not dependent. Meeker advises fathers to let daughters fail in manageable ways, because failure is part of learning humility and resilience. The book's reasoning is that a father who rescues too quickly may protect a daughter from discomfort, but he also prevents her from developing judgment and grit. This is why the book places such emphasis on problem solving. A father should not solve every problem for her, but rather model how to think through it. That means listening, asking practical questions, and helping her build an action plan rather than reacting emotionally. The book connects this to character formation, since a daughter who can recover from mistakes is more likely to become steady under pressure. Meeker also links humility to example. A father teaches best when he shows that strength includes admitting limits, staying calm, and valuing character over image. This gives the book a practical parenting philosophy. Discipline is not about control for its own sake, but about raising a young woman who can handle adversity without losing self-command. Fourthly, modeling the kind of man a daughter should recognize as healthy. The book makes an explicit point that a father should be the standard for the kind of man his daughter later seeks. This is not framed as possessiveness, but as moral modeling. Meeker argues that a father's habits, speech, self-control, and treatment of women become an early reference point for a daughter's expectations in relationships. If he is respectful, steady, truthful, and disciplined, she has a clearer basis for recognizing those traits in others. If he is inconsistent, harsh, or absent, she may normalize instability or confusion. The practical implication is that fatherhood is not only about what a man says to his daughter, but about who he is in front of her. The book extends this idea to protection and advocacy as well. A father should be the person who stands up for her, believes her, and takes her concerns seriously. That builds trust, which in turn shapes her willingness to seek healthy support later in life. This topic is one reason the book stands out. It connects fatherly example with a daughter's later relational discernment in a direct and concrete way. Lastly, faith, moral discipline, and long-term boundaries as everyday habits. A distinctive feature of the book is its faith-informed view of fatherhood. Meeker presents spiritual teaching as part of ordinary parenting, rather than as a separate activity reserved for church or special occasions lists. Fathers are encouraged to communicate values through both words and actions, so that faith becomes visible in daily conduct. This matters because the book treats character as something practiced, not merely believed. The father who models restraint, gratitude, and moral seriousness becomes a living lesson in how convictions shape behavior. The book also places strong emphasis on boundaries that protect without isolating. Fathers are encouraged to create structure that keeps daughters safe while still allowing appropriate freedom, activities, and room to grow. That balance is important because overprotection can weaken confidence just as much as neglect can. Meeker's broader argument is that long-term fathering is a continuous discipline guidance, spiritual example, and practical limits all work together to support a daughter's development into a thoughtful, stable adult. In conclusion, this book is best suited for fathers of daughters, expectant fathers, and readers interested in a values-based approach to parenting adolescent girls. It is also useful for mothers, counselors, and family readers who want to understand how paternal involvement affects confidence, boundaries, and relationship choices. The main practical benefit is its clarity. It gives fathers a concrete framework for being present, firm, protective, and emotionally reliable without reducing fatherhood to vague encouragement. Another benefit is that it turns a broad cultural topic into a specific parenting discipline, showing how everyday choices such as discipline, advocacy, and example shape long-term outcomes. Compared with many parenting books, it stands out for its focused emphasis on the father-daughter bond and for the way it combines clinical experience with moral and spiritual guidance. It is not a neutral or purely academic book, and that is part of its identity. Readers who want a direct, traditional, and structured account of fatherhood will find it more targeted than general parenting advice. Its lasting value lies in making fatherly influence feel both personal and actionable. If you would like to support Meg Meeker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.